Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Old Testament lesson. Especially we begin at verse 12. But Ahaz said, I will not ask and I will not put the Lord to the test. And what is it with Ahaz? Think of being given the opportunity to ask a sign from God. High as heaven, low as Sheol, anything, ask. And to have God say, he will answer, he will show that sign, and you will know that he exists, that he is there. You will be sure of heaven and sure of eternal life. And what would you do? Isn't it just a little something that in the back of our minds we've had, oh, if only I could ask, if only a sign from heaven, how sweet that would be. And what does Ahaz do? I won't ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. What? And why? And before we get into that what and why, there's something about this story that usually is missed. That's why we started earlier. The setting. It's meet Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool. That's pretty specific, isn't it? And the message, tell him not to worry. Don't worry, God hears, God cares, God answers, he will defend you, he will defend your people. How sweet is that? But the place, at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool. Generations later, there was a certain king by the name of Hezekiah. And during Hezekiah's reign, he fell ill and he believed he was about to die. And Isaiah was sent to him to talk to Hezekiah. And God promised to heal him. And Hezekiah asked for a sign, and the sign that is given is that the shadow of the declining, the setting sun, the lowering sun, the shadow will move 10 steps backwards, quote, on the steps of Ahaz. A place where God says, this is the place where I'm giving a sign. It's a sign of life. It's a sign of redeemed life. It is a sign that Hezekiah is going to not die but live. He has given his life back. At the same place as Isaiah is sent to declare to King Ahaz the message of promise. Okay. So that being said, and knowing what the message of promise would end up being, and it would be about Jesus Christ, why does Ahaz not want a sign? And watching life, watching people, watching through years and decades, there's a reason why people might not want a sign. There's a catch in having a sign from God. You see, as long as there's no sign from God, Ahaz can pretend that he's on his own, doing the best he can, doing whatever he can, and there's silence from heaven, and he's just going through whatever he can do. There's no absolutes if there's no sign from God, or so he can figure. As long as there's no sign from God, he's not obligated. But as soon as God is involved, what happens then? He is expected to respond, to believe the sign, and then step out in faith based on God has revealed something to him. God's hand is in his life. And if God's hand is in his life, or that changes everything, there's no more saying, no more making the excuse, no more, I didn't know. There's no more, I have no sign that God is around. Think of Peter. Fisherman by trade. Life could be better, but it could be worse, and Peter is out fishing until that day when a certain Jesus of Nazareth gets into his boat and preaches a sermon. Well, that's what traveling preachers do, isn't it? They preach a sermon, okay. And then Jesus tells him to cast the net one more time. Well, no problem there, nothing's going to happen. And then he casts the net, and all of a sudden there's this huge catch of fish, and wait a minute, there's something going on here. God is involved. And you know the first thing Peter can think of doing? First thing that comes out of his lips? Depart from me, Lord. Depart from me, Lord. God has stepped into his life. And now what's he going to do? I think that's what Ahaz was afraid of. If I don't know, if I pretend not to know, I can go on with everything the same. But if I ask, he might answer. And then I will know that there is a God, and then I will no longer be in control. And if God puts his hand on my life, well, anything could happen. Anything could happen up, anything could happen down. There can be amazing blessings, there can be amazing trials. Well, it could end anywhere. You just don't know where it's going to lead. It could end in suffering. Even worse, it could end in God calling you to forgive and love your neighbor. And if that isn't bad enough, why, that neighbor, that enemy, could actually turn to God. Which is, of course, why Jonah ran away. God has things he asks us to do, and when he reveals himself, it's a call to us. To Peter it was, come follow me. Pretty much the same to us, isn't it? Come follow me. Come follow me. And you don't know where it's going to lead. You don't know the path it's going to take. You do know the end. Be eternal life and glory and rejoicing in God's kingdom, but what about the here and now? And Peter says, depart from me, and Jonah runs the other way, and Ahaz says, I won't ask. And many in our day, they see the signs of God's hand in things, they see the challenge, they hear the call of Jesus to come follow, and life will never be the same. They hear the call from Jesus to live for God, to speak for Jesus Christ, and daily life is much more comfortable, much more predictable. Even when it isn't comfortable, at least it's predictable. But God calls. Not to make you uncomfortable. Let's apply this to ourselves as a congregation. You know, as long as we didn't notice, as long as it wasn't pretty clear that God's hand was in all of this, well, we'll try. And if it doesn't work out, well, then we'll just shift directions and do something else. But then you start finding out things like God was preparing a worship space for us 40 years ago. The hand of God. You know the signs that you have seen in your life. God is there. You know the person Jesus. He intrudes, doesn't he? So what do we do? Let's push this even more. Let's take it to the limit. Let's talk about this on a cosmic scale. For every human being living in different places or different times in the world, as long as God might be there, or as long as who knows what he's like, then every human being could just live their lives the way they want it. But as soon as God does something so absolutely, I like the phrase, wildly radical, like what? Like being born into this world. Like becoming a human being, one of us, taking on human nature. Being born in a stable and laid in a manger even. When God does that, what do you do with him? What do you do with a God who will not stay where he belongs as he calls us to live for him and to trust our lives to his direction and to live every day and every moment knowing that he is by your side and that he hears every word and knows every hope and worry and listens to and answers every prayer. And he's one of us. And he doesn't back off and leave us to our lives. He stays there. Ahaz tries to ignore, but no, God isn't going to turn away. This is the kingdom of God coming. It's going to be the plan of salvation. And it has to end up with a manger and a cross and an empty tomb and a day of Jesus returning and a day of celebration that is the beginning of what goes on forever. And Isaiah says, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. If we were in this on our own, if we had to chart our own course, as individuals, as a congregation, as a nation, as a whole human race, we could blunder through and make our mistakes and say, let nobody blame us. These things will happen. But now, God happens to be one of us. Now, God has been born for us. And now, God is one who bled and died. And God is one who is building his kingdom, and he will do so. Resist, ignore, act indifferently, refuse to believe it. That kingdom will still be built. What Ahaz missed, what Ahaz missed was being a part of that kingdom. being a part of the building of that kingdom. Hearing that message of salvation with faith. Holding to the message of salvation and sharing that message of life with his children and grandchildren. And this is what we have been privileged to be a part of. Christmas is coming. Jesus is coming. In his name, amen.